Thursday, 4th of April, 2024. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Acts 26:19. Paul just finished repeating the words of Jesus that he had received during the vision. With that, he next says, therefore, King Agrippa. Paul once again specifically addresses Agrippa as he did in verse 13. The word translated as therefore, holthen, is derived from two words signifying where and then. The older English translations of wherefore or whereupon give a good sense of the intent. The meaning Paul is conveying is that he received this vision and from that he made his decision saying, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. It is an astonishing set of words to be considered. Paul uses the verb ginomai, to become or come into being. The tense of the verb, being aorist, gives the sense of I did not become disobedient. As Ellicott notes, quote, the language of the apostle is significant in its bearing on the relations of God's grace and man's freedom. Even here, with the vessel of election, Acts 9:15, constrained by the love of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:14, there was the possibility of disobedience. There was an act of will in passing from the previous state of rebellion to that of obedience. End quote. It is another testimony to the doctrine of free will in man. Paul's choice of words clearly signifies that he could have, in fact, been disobedient to the vision. However, his choice was to comply with what he had been told. In essence, his words can be turned around to say, how could anyone find fault in me for being obedient to such a message? It is reflective of the words of Isaiah 6. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Isaiah 6 verse 8. The doctrine of free will in man is seen time and again in such callings. Moses and Jonah are great examples of this. Jeremiah is as well. As for the word translated as vision, it is optasia. It refers to an actual vision as opposed to a dream or some other non-specific vision. It is used in Luke 1:22 and is frequent in the Greek translation of the book of Daniel. Life application. The words of Paul in this verse confirm the doctrine known as synergism. It signifies that man has his part in the conversion process. However, that in turn does not mean that man has any part in the salvation process. These are two separate things that some try to shove into one box in an attempt to justify the incorrect doctrine of monergism. Monergism teaches that man has no part in the conversion process and that God alone converts a person. For example, the idea of being born again from a monergistic teaching says that God chooses a person, God regenerates that person, allowing him to believe he is born again, and from there he believes and is saved. The teaching is utter rubbish. Rather, the conversion process is based on the salvation process. Jesus did everything necessary for man to be saved, minus nothing. However, with that process complete, his work must then be appropriated by those who hear. They can mock, abuse, or blaspheme what they hear, see Acts 18:6, a free will choice. They can contemplate and check out what they hear, as in Acts 17:20, a free will choice. They can simply hear and believe. Think of Cornelius in Acts 10, a free will choice, etc. With the salvation process complete, man is hopefully provided the chance to believe in what he has done. This is why we share the gospel, send out missionaries, etc. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. If the doctrine of monergism was correct, none of this would be necessary. In fact, it would be a pointless waste of time. God's will cannot be thwarted, but the process must be carried out. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:8-9. God truly wants all to change their minds about him, but he does not change it for them. Rather, he asks those who believe the message to get about the business of sharing the gospel. Only through that avenue will others be saved. So, get about sharing the gospel. Heavenly Father, help us to take your word in its proper light. When we are presented with a doctrine that is incorrect, may you help us to identify it, contemplate why it is so, and then turn from it to that which is correct. We are asking for your guiding hand to be with us so that we will be properly trained followers of you. Amen.
King Agrippa, after I had this vision from heaven, I obeyed it.
Acts 26, verse 19. Good.